Welcome to episode 13 of the New LifeSpring Family Bible. It's a new week, Monday. I hope this is a great day for you and that the rest of the week gets better and better. I know it's hard to imagine since this is a Monday and you probably have the Monday blues, but it's a good day today and it's going to get better. Okay, today Abraham is tested as we read Genesis 21 and 22 from the New Century Version. Genesis chapter 21. The Lord cared for Sarah as he had said, and did for her what he had promised. Sarah became pregnant and gave birth to a son for Abraham in his old age. Everything happened at the time God said it would. Abraham named his son Isaac, the son Sarah gave birth to. He circumcised Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born. And Sarah said, "God has made me laugh. Everyone who hears about this will laugh with me. No one thought that I would be able to have Abraham's child, but even though Abraham is old, I have given him a son." Isaac grew, and when he became old enough to eat food, Abraham gave him a great feast. But Sarah saw Ishmael making fun of Isaac. Ishmael was the son of Abraham by Hagar, Sarah's Egyptian slave. So Sarah said to Abraham, "Throw out this slave woman and her son. Her son should not inherit anything. My son Isaac should receive it all." This troubled Abraham very much, because Ishmael was also his son. But God said to Abraham, "Don't be troubled about the boy and the slave woman. Do whatever Sarah tells you. The descendants I promised you will be from Isaac. I will also make the descendants of Ishmael into a great nation, because he is your son too." Early the next morning, Abraham took some food and a leather bag full of water. He gave them to Hagar and sent her away. Carrying these things and her son, Hagar went and wandered in the desert of Beersheba. Later, when all the water was gone from the bag, Hagar put her son under a bush. Then she went away a short distance and sat down. She thought, "My son will die, and I cannot watch this happen." She sat there and began to cry. God heard the boy crying, and God's angel called to Hagar from heaven. He said, "What is wrong, Hagar? Don't be afraid. God has heard the boy crying there. Help him up and take him by the hand. I will make his descendants into a great nation." Then God showed Hagar a well of water. So she went to the well and filled her bag with water and gave the boy a drink. God was with the boy as he grew up. Ishmael lived in the desert and became an archer. He lived in the desert of Paran, and his mother found a wife for him in Egypt. Then Abimelech came with Phicol, the commander of his army, and said to Abraham, "God is with you in everything you do. So make a promise to me here before God that you will be fair with me and my children and my descendants. Be kind to me and to this land where you have lived as a stranger, as kind as I have been to you." And Abraham said, "I promise." Then Abraham complained to Abimelech about Abimelech's servants who had seized a well of water. But Abimelech said, "I don't know who did this. You never told me about this before today." Then Abraham gave Abimelech some sheep and cattle, and they made an agreement. Abraham also put 7 female lambs in front of Abimelech. Abimelech asked Abraham, "Why did you put these 7 female lambs by themselves?" Abraham answered, "Accept these lambs from me to prove that you believe I dug this well." So that place was called Beersheba, because they made a promise to each other there. After Abraham and Abimelech made the agreement at Beersheba, Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of his army, went back to the land of the Philistines. Abraham planted a tamarisk tree at Beersheba and prayed to the Lord, the God who lives forever. And Abraham lived as a stranger in the land of the Philistines for a long time. Genesis chapter 22. After these things, God tested Abraham's faith. God said to him, "Abraham?" And he answered, "Here I am." Then God said, "Take your only son Isaac, the son you love, and go to the land of Moriah. Kill him there and offer him as a whole burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about." Abraham got up early in the morning and saddled his donkey. He took Isaac and 2 servants with him. After he cut the wood for the sacrifice, they went to the place God had told them to go. On the 3rd day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey. My son and I will go over there and worship, and then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood for the sacrifice and gave it to his son to carry, but he himself took the knife and the fire. So he and his son went on together. Isaac said to his father Abraham, "Father?" Abraham answered, "Yes, my son." Isaac said, "We have the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb we will burn as a sacrifice?" Abraham answered, "God will give us the lamb for the sacrifice, my son." So Abraham and his son went on together and came to the place God had told him about. Abraham built an altar there. He laid the wood on it, and then tied up his son Isaac and laid him on the wood on the altar. Then Abraham took his knife and was about to kill his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." Abraham answered, "Yes." The angel said, "Don't kill your son or hurt him in any way. Now I can see that you trust God and that you have not kept your son, your only son, from me." Then Abraham looked up and saw a male sheep caught in a bush by its horns. So Abraham went and took the sheep and killed it. He offered it as a whole burnt offering to God, and his son was saved. So Abraham named that place, "The Lord Provides." Even today people say, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, "The Lord says, because you did not keep back your son, your only son, from me, I make you this promise by my own name. I will surely bless you and give you many descendants. They will be as many as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore, and they will capture the cities of their enemies. Through your descendants, all the nations on the earth will be blessed because you obeyed me." Then Abraham returned to his servants. They all traveled back to Beersheba, and Abraham stayed there. After these things happened, someone told Abraham, "Your brother Nahor and his wife Milcah have children now. The first son is Uz, and the second is Buz. The third son is Kemuel, the father of Aram. Then there are Kesed, Hazo, Pildash, Jidlaf, and Bethuel. Bethuel became the father of Rebekah. Milcah was the mother of these eight sons, and Nahor, Abraham's brother, was the father. Also, Nahor had four other sons by his slave woman, Rumah. Their names were Teba, Gaham, Tahash, and Maacah." May God bless the reading of His Word. Man, what a test. Notice that we have no evidence that Abraham argued with God. I'm not sure I'd be able to obey that easily. How about you? Also, how old do you think Isaac was? When you see this story unfold in your imagination, how old does Isaac look? I think most of us see him as a young boy. Would you believe that commentators deduce that he was somewhere between 18 and 37 years old? Now remember, Abraham was 100 when Isaac was born, so if he had wanted to, Isaac could have easily resisted this whole thing. So this was also a test of Isaac's faith, wasn't it? If you'd like to chime in on this, if you'd like to discuss the episode, join the LifeSpring Media Facebook group. As I record this, the History Channel's show The Bible finished airing about an hour ago. We had a really good discussion about the show there at the Facebook group, and you know what? I suggest you check it out. Add your own opinion. By the way, our newest member is Jamie Mazza, another longtime LifeSpring listener. Welcome aboard, Jamie. And you know something? I'm noticing a trend here. We're getting mostly old-timers that are joining the Facebook group, which tells me that, hey guys, spread the word about the podcast. Tell your friends about it. Let's get some new people listening. A way you can help us to add new people is to go over to iTunes and post a comment there on the LifeSpring Family Bible. I'd appreciate it, and that'll help new people find it. So anyway, that's the podcast for today. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.